Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sorwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Columbus Junction Community Development Center Director Mallory Smith about the city's Columbus Day celebration. So the Columbus Junction Columbus Day festivities kick off this Saturday with the 5K run walk. So what can you tell me about that?
So Columbus Day is this Saturday in Columbus Junction. The event starts in the morning with the run walk that goes in the upper part of town. It used to include our steep hill. It used to start by going steeply uphill. We now keep it in the upper area of town. There is a registration fee that gets you a t-shirt and in the running for the medals and access to water and homemade cookies. And I believe the fee is $20. To tell you the truth, I'm not sure what the fee is, but I know the registration form is on the city's website. On the city's website, there's an events page. And if you scroll down to October to Columbus Day, you'll see the schedule of events for Columbus Day and the registration for the run walk.
All right. So now Columbus Day is officially on Monday, isn't it?
That's when
the national holiday
is? Yes, the national holiday is.
All right, so this is still sort of in conjunction with that, but your own sort of celebration of it?
Right. Columbus Day is always celebrated the second Saturday in October in Columbus Junction. It tends to be a bit of a homecoming event. There'll be class reunions and families back in town, so it's really helpful to have a day that they can plan around in advance. So we have settled on the second Saturday in October.
All right. How many years have you done this?
I have no idea. Lots.
Lots. All right. So the Columbus Day events aren't just limited to the run walk then?
Oh, not at all. Columbus Day is sort of a downtown street festival where there will be arts and crafts vendors and food vendors, and the downtown businesses will be running specials, kind of a customer appreciation sort of thing. There's the announcement of the Distinguished Citizens. This year there are three couples that are being honored. There's a parade at 2 o'clock, which is a judge parade, and so there are prizes to be had there. And then following the parade from 3 o'clock until 7 is a cultural celebration that will showcase some of our Hispanic and Burmese residents and their talents.
So why do you feel like this celebration is important to keep going?
Columbus Day is just a fantastic tradition in Columbus Junction. It's like I say, it's used a lot as sort of a homecoming or a reunion sort of time that people can count on it. It's our namesake celebration. The weather tends to be good. It just tends to be a really nice fall day for an outdoor festival. And it's a real reflection of our community and things that make it great, from honoring the distinguished citizens, the parade, which is a showcase in and of itself, and the cultural celebration. Also this year with the run walk, cross country in Columbus Junction is celebrating, I believe, 45 years, and they're trying to get a especially large turnout this year at the run.
Well, is there anything else about the Columbus Day festivities that you'd like to let people know about?
It's a good day to come and check out Columbus Junction, see some of the businesses. I think people hear about Columbus Junction and our ethnic background, people from around the world living here. This is always a good time to see how they celebrate and what things are important to them.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Mallory Smith. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sorwinski with KCII News.